Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Shkalim. So we went through in Mishnah Aleph all the different people that were in charge of different things in the Beis Hamikdash, including the Yochanan, who was in charge of the chosamos that they would use to exchange for the Nesachim, and Achiah, who was in charge of the Nesachim. Now, Nesachim that go along with an Olam, with a Karban Shlamim, is Solas and Shemen, and it was burnt on the Mizbeach, and Yayin also, which was poured on the Mizbeach. So the amount of flour, oil, and wine is not going to be the same for every Karban. It's different for an Ola than it is for a Shlamim. So they would have a system to allow people to buy their Nesachim, where you'd pay the money to Yochanan, and then he would give you proof of payment. He'd give you like a receipt or a token or something that showed how much flour, oil, or wine you had actually paid for. So the Mishnah tells us about the different receipts or tokens that they would use for the purpose of proving that you had paid. So arba chosamos hay b'mikdash. They basically had four chosamos, these four receipts that they would have in the Beis HaMikdash. So v'kasav alehen, egel zachar gedi chote. And each of them had a word that indicated what it was for. One of them said egel, which meant that it was an asachim that would go along with bakar, right? With a karban that was from bakar. The second one said zachar, which was an indication that it was an asachim that came along with an ayil, with a ram. Third one said gidi, which was an indication that the person was entitled to nesachim that go along with a goat or a sheep. And the fourth one said chote, which was an indication that he needed the nesachim that go along with the karbanos of a mitzora. A mitzora has to go through a whole series of karbanos. He's called a chote because, generally speaking, the Gemara in Maseches Arachin tells us that al shuvah dvar negayim bayim, that there are seven averos for which a person gets tzaras. We most famously think of Lashon Hara as the avera for which a person gets tzaras, and that is true, but it's not the only avera for which a person gets tzaras. People get tzaras for other averos as well. Some of the big ones, Shvichas Damim, and Gilei Arayos, and being a Balgaiva, you have all sorts of averos that a person gets tzaras for. So that's why he's generally called a chote, even though the carbon that he brings is not really, the Gemara tells us in Maseches Sota, that the carbon that a Nazir brings, that a Mitzora brings, is not really a kapara for his avera. The kapara for his avera is the nega, is suffering. Offering through the tzara'as. The carbon that he brings is just to allow him to eat kachim again, but he is a chote. That's how he became he's a chote, because he became a metzora. So we know that he's a chote. We don't assume that tzara'as nega'im are not yisurin shel ahava. So we know that it must be that he's a chote. So another Tana says, no, benazi amar chamisha hayu. There were five receipts that they would give out, va'ramas kasvalein, and they would write them in Aramaic, Egel, Zachar, Gedi, Chote Dal, and Chote Ashir. That they write Chote Dal and Chote Ashir, because a poor Mitzora would only bring one lamb and two birds, and a rich Mitzora would bring three lambs as a karban. So the Mishnah tells us the different animals that was represented by each of these receipts. Egel, Meshamishim, Niske, Bakar, Gedolim, Kutanim, Zachar, Munkevos. If it said Egel on your receipt, then you are entitled to the nesachim that go along with any sort of bakar, large or small, male or female. Gedi mishamish and nischei tzon gedolim katanim zecharim kevos chutz mishalayolim. And gedi means that you're entitled to the nesachim that go along with sheep and goats, whether they're large or small, whether they're male or female. The only exception being a ram, which is a male sheep that's more than 1 year old. Zachar mishamish im nischei elim bilvad. If you had zachar, that was only for the nesachim that go along with the ram. And chote mishamish im nischei shalosh beim shalom tzara. And chote means that you were entitled to the nesachim that go along with the carbon of a mitzora, of a rich mitzora, which is three animals. So the Mishnah describes how they would go about getting these nesachim. Mishum mevakesh nesachim holich letzli Yochanan shemuna al chasamos. So if someone wanted the nesachim, he needed nesachim, he'd go to Yochanan, who was in charge of the chasamos. Nosin lamaos umakal menu chosim, and you give him money and you receive a chosim in return. Bolo etzel achia shumemuna l'nesachim, then you'd go to achia who was in charge of the nesachim, v'nosin l'chosim umakal menu nesachim, and you'd give him chosim and he'd get the nesachim in return. Then the Mishnah tells us that Yochanan achia would make a daily cheshbon ula erev button ze etzel ze. Yochanan achia would have a meeting every evening. V'achia motzias achosamus umakal kenegin maos. Achia would take out the receipts that he got, and he would get paid. He would take the money, the corresponding money from Yochanan. If there turned out to be more money, meaning the money that Yochanan had was more than the value of the receipts that Achia was able to produce, then that extra money would go to the Beis HaMikdash. We assume that someone must have given Yochanan extra money, more than he really needed, because he just wanted to make, you know, it was like a keep the change kind of situation, where he wanted to make a donation to the Beis HaMikdash. The impascho hayimishalim Yochanan beso. And if it was less money than there should have been, then Yochanan would have to pay the difference from his own pocket, because we assume that he must have lost some of the money or not charged enough money, not been careful enough to make sure that they were paying enough money. Shiyad hegdish al elyona, because it's part of the general klal that it's always yad hegdish al elyona, that hegdish always gets the upper hand. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Gimel. We learned that according to the Tanakhama, there were four different receipts that were given to people who wanted to purchase Nesachim, Egel, Zachar, Gdi, and Chote. According to Ben Azai, there were five different receipts because they'd have to distinguish between a rich Mitzora and a poor Mitzora, and they would write it in Arami, and the Mishnah identified what each of those receipts entitled you to, and then the system was, Mishnah Dala describes, if you needed Nesachim, you first went to Yochanan, you paid him, you got the receipt, then you took that receipt to Achia and you got the Nesachim that you needed, and then at the end of the day Yochanan and Achia would have a meeting where they would go through the Cheshbon and hopefully it would match, and if there was extra money, the extra money went to the Beis HaMikdash, and if there was some missing money, then Yochanan had to pay that money from his own pocket. Okay, Beis Hashem, tomorrow we'll finish the fifth parak of Masechet Shkalim with Mishnayos Hei and Vav.